An armed man outside a justice's home. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. Supreme Court confirming an arrest overnight outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home in a Maryland suburb of D.C.
A spokeswoman for the Supreme Court says the armed man who made threats against Justice Kavanaugh was arrested near his home just before 2 a.m. today. The Washington Post initially reported the arrest and quoted sources who said the man is from California and was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the court is about to overrule the landmark abortion case Roe v. Wade, in addition to being upset over recent mass shootings.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the suspect said to be carrying at least one weapon and burglary tools before being stopped on a nearby street. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor this morning.
This is exactly the kind of event that many worried the unhinged, reckless, apocalyptic rhetoric from prominent figures toward the court, going back many months, and especially in recent weeks, could make more likely.
The justices have had round-the-clock security at their homes amid concern about the upcoming abortion decision. The White House just out with a statement on the arrest, saying President Biden condemns the actions of this person in the strongest terms and that any violence, threats of violence, or attempts to intimidate justices have no place in our society. Heartbreaking testimony on Capitol Hill from an 11-year-old girl who survived the mass shooting in her fourth-grade class in Texas. Mia Cirillo telling lawmakers in a pre-recorded video how the gunman got into her class from an adjoining room and said goodnight before killing the teacher.
Shot my teacher and told my teacher goodnight and shot her in the head. And then he shot some of my classmates.
She covered herself in a nearby student's blood and played dead. Lawmakers also hearing testimony about the Buffalo supermarket shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An unwelcome streak continues for gas prices.
It's torture for drivers across the country.
It's hurt me. It's hurt me bad.
Another record high at the pump, with a national average price for regular unleaded now $4.95 per gallon on average. Diesel, $5.71 per gallon, with many of us paying even more.
$6.50, and that's just regular. It's $7. With 93.
He's in Chicago. Gas prices have more than doubled since President Biden took office. Republicans blame his energy policies. He blames Russia, saying there's little that can be done, with oil analysts expecting gas prices to surge even higher into the summer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Some Democrats in Congress urged the president to release more from the strategic reserve. OPEC and other oil-producing nations have agreed to boost their production, but that'll take a while. Treasury Chief Janet Yellen spending a second day on Capitol Hill, saying at most, COVID relief spending contributed only modestly to inflation. Golf's PGA Tour is set to lose more star power.
2 years since Bryson DeChambeau won the U.S. Open, it appears he is leaving the PGA Tour to compete in the Saudi-funded, financially lucrative Live Golf Invitational Series, save for 2018 Masters champ Patrick Reed. The Telegraph reports that both DeChambeau and Reed got multi-million dollar deals to defect to leave the established golf tour for the new game in town. That has also seen former world number one ranked Dustin Johnson make the change, and Sergio Garcia, Louis Oosthuizen, Kevin Na, Charles Schwartzel, and Brandon Grace. Phil Mickelson is joining the Live Golf Series, but has not resigned from the PGA Tour. At least 9 major tournament winners are joining the new golf league. Telegraph says Ricky Fowler is close to being being confirmed. The first live event begins Thursday outside London.
Fox's Jared Max. The Dow's down 42 points, but the NASDAQ up about 30. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.